Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. Let me encourage you from a beautiful scripture from the book of Zephaniah, chapter 3, verse 17. The Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. My dear brothers and sisters, our God is awesome, he's glorious, he's great. And his word says that he's with you and he's mighty to save. Today, as you put your trust in him, he is mighty to save you, mighty to bless you. He will take great delight in you. I like that. And he will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. May our lives be so well pleasing unto the Lord that he'll rejoice over us with singing. He'll not have to shed a tear over our lives and sorrow over our deeds, but he will rejoice over us because our lives are well pleasing unto him. I pray that may our lives be well pleasing unto him. I was listening to a very beautiful song, very, very powerful song, and it's a hymn. You know, never has God's eternal love ever been described more vividly than in the words of this greatly loved hymn, Measureless, Strong, Evermore Endure. And this hymn was written by Pastor Lehman, a Nazarene pastor, and he penned it down in 1917. And the words are amazing. It says, "The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care. God gave his son to win. His erring child he reconciled and pardoned from his sin. When years of time shall pass away and earthly thrones and kingdoms fall, when men who here refuse to pray on rocks and hills and mountains call, God's love so sure shall still endure, all measureless and strong, redeeming grace to Adam's race, the saints and angels' song. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were weary stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry, nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky." What a wonderful hymn. I'll attach the link of it for you to hear it, but let me encourage you, my dear brothers and sisters, consciously try to personalize and experience the truth of these words in your spirit and experience God's love upon your life because he loves you dearly. His love will never fail, and he is true and he is faithful. The scripture says he will never leave you, neither will he ever forsake you. So take courage in that thought. And take courage in that word and trust God and go out and spread the aroma and the fragrance of Yeshua all over the world. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you, for you are a mighty God. You are a God who saves us. Lord God Almighty, we thank you that you take delight in us. You will quiet us with your love. You will rejoice over us with singing. It is because of the blood of Jesus that has come upon us. We have access into the throne room of God. Today, we are your sons and daughters. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for the Abba's love in our hearts and in our minds, O God. Today, saturate us by the power of your love, by the power of your glory. And Lord God Almighty, I pray that we will never be the same. Today, we will encounter God in yet another dimension in our lives. Lord, for you are infinite. And I pray that, Lord, your infinite glory will fill us. And Lord God Almighty, we'll never be the same. Today, we will experience a change of heart, of mind, O God. Our perspectives will be aligned to eternity, and Christ will be magnified. Lord God Almighty, I lift up your people into your most holy hands, and I bless them in the name of Jesus. O Lord God Almighty, as they have stepped out to their jobs, to their business, and running the errands for the day, bless them. flourish them and prosper them and keep them from the evil one. Those of us who are sick in our midst, oh Father, I speak healing. Lord God Almighty, for by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. And we thank you for it, oh God. And we give you the praise and glory, honor and dominion, power and authority, because it is all yours and yours alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you and have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.